Sorry, fix it.
Especially for me, it is an opportunity to bring my experiences to Clark County and help Clark County grow in positive, you know, hopefully exciting ways. We've got a lot of work to do, and I think as a community, as a group, we can make that happen. It's just, you know, nothing's going to happen overnight. It's just going to take time to further.
Thank you. Do you still have any vision or anything you want to share with us as a board of what you're hoping we can help you achieve? If it's too early, we can also.
I'm going to be honest that I'm still getting a handle on some things, so I would rather hold off on it.
You know, I
could
have been right in the deep end. I wonder why. We actually did talk about some things we have over the course of the past couple of months, and I think one of the most important things that we want to focus on this year is increasing licensing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, the county is looking at a significant budget deficit next year, no balance budget, $10 million shortfall. We're general fund, so we always wind up getting the bulk scowls because taxpayer funding. And so I can't lose any people. I can't do what we're doing with less people. That is not an option. Our calls are up 54%. I don't know if you guys saw the recent Columbian article about 3 weeks ago that kind of outlined, you know, where we're at with our staffing levels, work that we do with officers, how our calls up 54% over 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some challenges ahead. We have some real challenges ahead. And our only source of revenue is licensing. And we're implementing more expensive licensing software and legal software. We're looking at a budget shortfall, all of the expenses that it takes to operate the division. Wages, salary, benefits, our partners that provide animal welfare services, all of those costs are going up exponentially. I'm a little scared, to be honest with you, what 2026 looks like. And so, there's my next explanation.
I can give you a positive thought.
Okay.
We spent 2 or 3 months working on the code committee, and one of the things I did was spent a lot of time reading about different metropolitan areas and their success rate on how they were getting licensing to cover all their expenses. And we found some progressive ideas, so we'll be working on that. And I think I shared that email with you a long time ago, but there are others. So I just wanted to give you some positive thoughts because things can also be improved too.
So I want to say, I thank this board for being active and engaged, understanding challenges we have, the community has, and we are thankful for your advocacy.
I don't want to do more. For the next topics of business, if it's okay, I actually submitted all these four in the wrong order, so I think it might make more sense to look at meeting protocol first. So we're sitting in a square today, hopefully to improve communication and teamwork, but also for the audio recording. I'm hoping it can hear our voices a little bit better since we're a little closer. And even though the recordings have been great to do minutes, Carol and I would like to experiment with also taking meeting notes. So she'll be taking notes as you see, and then we will send them around so that the board members can edit them or contest. So that way we can have something that everybody agrees with. And then potentially at the next board meeting, we can then decide if we want to vote on adopting those notes as our minutes instead of the audio or additional information to the audio. Hopefully this will help us to know what did we decide on, what are some of the to-dos that we decided to take with us. Instead of having to listen to the 1 hour and a half recording. So we don't have to vote on anything. As said, it's just additional. Right now, we're still reviewing the audio, but also additional the written notes. And then to keep the meeting organized and efficient, I'm still learning about the Robert's Rule of Order, and Carol and I were looking into it a lot. So there's a few things I wanted to share that can help, that we found could help us to keep the meeting more organized and also time efficient. So the first one is that, of course, the chair is responsible for maintaining order and ensuring that only one member speaks at a time. So I will try my best to do that, and also I encourage everybody to help me with that. When a member has the floor, they cannot be interrupted by another member except for specific reasons that are allowed under the rules, such as raising a point of order. If something is out of line, you can say point of order, or if you want to question a question of privilege. Members must address their remarks to the chair normally. That will help to maintain decorum and avoid the feeling of having a discussion and also potentially having people feel like they're debating with each other and that they continue maybe also going into a conversation back and forth that is maybe not needed. So I encourage us to also use this other rule that is each member may speak only once on a question until every member who wishes to speak has had the opportunity to do so. That will also make the conversations more fair. So I encourage you also to help me with that. And if I do notice that there's repeats, I might also just interrupt and ask if somebody else wants to go first. Technically, it also says that a member must obtain the floor before speaking, which is usually done by being recognized by the chair. I don't know if we need to do that, but if it does get a little bit too fast between the conversations, I might ask that we also implement that just to make it very much more organized as then and to make sure everybody has a chance to speak. And in order to be efficient with our time, if I notice also that several people are commenting maybe in favor of the same argument, I might also ask, is anybody wanting to say some comment that is against that idea? That way we can also be a little bit more efficient. And at any time also, any board member can also move or propose to move to your previous question to end the debate and go back to the voting. So as you know, when we make a motion, there's a second and then there's the discussion. That discussion sometimes takes a long time. So if anybody feels like, hey, actually, I feel like we're kind of ready to vote, you can move to go to the question. And then that one has to be voted on at a two-thirds. So it's a little bit different. And so if two-thirds, four out of our six members right now say, okay, we're good to stop the discussion and move to the vote, then we'll move on to the vote. So that's another way to accelerate some of the processes. As mentioned, yeah, if at any time anything feels out of order, please interrupt me or anybody at any point by saying for job order. That's how we can interrupt. And also a few other things. Does anybody have any questions or comments on these things? And there's probably many, many more rules we can use to make the meeting more efficient too, but just wanted to share some of the ones that know this could be useful. Now let's move on to bi-monthly meetings. So we voted last time to have board meetings every other month starting this year. So Carol will present the goal to us so that we can make sure everybody can make those dates and then we can officially put them on the website.
It's best to guess.
Yeah, I'm just guess.
So the only thing in question, if we do every other month, it works great until November. And that is Thanksgiving, would be the fourth Thursday. So I propose two alternatives. We either do an October meeting instead, or we do a November 20th, the week before. December is just not a good option for continuing on. So does anybody have anything that they want to talk about and disagree, agree, conflicts?
I think November 20th looks good.
I would say since Donna and Jacqueline need to be present for these meetings, maybe they should. They just come up. Oh, you're there. I'm on the map. Yeah. maybe if they wanted to chime in and say
absolutely
what would be. So I'm good with it.
I propose we look at the calendar each year to make that slight adjustment as necessary.
Absolutely. This is just for the 2025 to alter it for what we propose to work on also to get more accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Would anybody like to move a motion to adopt these dates for 2025 with November 20th instead of November 27th?
Go ahead.
I propose we adopt this proposed schedule using the 20 November.
I second.
All in favor say
discussion.
Oh, sorry, discussion. Thank you. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any nays? Anybody opposed? Anybody abstained? The motion passes to adopt these dates for our board meetings in 2025, which is November 20th instead of November 27th. And I guess my question would be, who do we need to be in touch with to update that kind of thing on the website? Is it, okay.
Oh, thank you.
I have that. Then the next one was a reminder of when to abstain from voting for Robert's Rule of Order. So we have interviews coming up, and some of it also affects me personally. I know some of the candidates. So I wanted to make sure we go over when to abstain. So the Robert's Rule of Order says a member should abstain from voting on a question such as when the member has a direct personal or pecuniary interest not common to other members. I had to look up the word pecuniary, even though I was pretty sure I knew what I was going for. So it's related to money. So anywhere where you're invested personally or monetarily, you should then abstain from voting. When you abstain, you do not have to say why you're abstaining. You just simply, you know, raise your hand when you want to ask if you want, if anybody's abstaining. It also says where the member's interest is of such nature that it might reasonably be perceived as affecting their judgment on the matter, that the member should not participate in debate or vote on the question. However, they cannot be compelled to refrain from doing so.
Okay. Can I comment?
Yeah.
I'd like to point out that no matter what board I've been on, nearly every board member has an implicit interest in the type of work that we do. So it's their level of interest outside this board or any board would affect how they want to be on this board.
Mm-hmm.
So the main consideration for me when I use this in the past is that you consider abstaining when you might benefit or reward from the,
yes,
like a financial reward or contract where you your business is getting money from a decision our board might make, for example. So benefit and reward is something you should really consider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments on that? There's no vote needed. I was just sharing. Do you have any other comments or questions?
Might look into recusal.
Recusal.
Not that you want to stay here. Have a comment.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. Yes. Yes, the recusal.
Thank you, because that's my next thing to bring up.
You're welcome.
Because when we're done with abstaining, I was going to bring up you can refuse.
Yeah.
That was my point.
Okay.
We've done that in the past when you felt that you should recuse yourself, because it was, I think we had a livestock owner whose neighbor was the issue of when the fines we were addressing, and she didn't want to address it because it was her literal neighbor.
Yeah.
So recusing was something I wanted to also bring as a possibility.
Yeah. And that can also remind, again, when we do the interview, both being then the next business is voting on the 2024 reports and 2025 strategy.
So the board met on November 14, 2024 to draft a report of last year's activities and also propose a strategy for this year. We all edited via email and voted and sent ourselves to Donna and William for review before our next step being suspended to April. So I have just a few versions or a few that I printed just in case we need to look at it again. And I wanted to see if Donna and William had any other comments they wanted to share. I know you emailed me back. Would you like to share that with me?
Can I see the copies?
Yes.
Yeah. I sent that response almost immediately and then just sat in my drafts. And so when I was like, you know how you wrote type something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of
course I responded. I remember typing it.
Sorry, I'm just going to open it also here soon.
I can also look at what I sent you.
I also have that in case you want me to read it out. Who needs a copy of either one of the politicians?
My essays, maybe I have the one in between.
Thank you.
I see some papers over there. Who else? Maybe one of you.
I think so. I think I have them.
Anyone else?
What you pay?
Oh, yeah, there's the 2024 recap.
Yep. Yes, so that's right. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You have an extra copy. Oh, no, that's okay.
I did hit the send button, right?
Yes. Do you want me to show you what you emailed me?
Oh, here we go. I found it. This is my life right now. Sorry.
It's on the strategy on the.
Yeah, I'm right here. I remember too.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yes. So, yes, I did review this, and my comment was discuss the topic of discussing renewing limited commission authorities for animal protection and control officers with the goal to return the authority. And so I have some thoughts here. There are lots of circumstances surrounding why this authority no longer exists. There's a lot of information that it's not really necessary in the way that maybe in the past it was perceived to be necessary to do the job. When I first started and managed the group and found out that the new sheriff wasn't operating limited commissions anymore, that not only affects the animal control officers, but subsequently it has affected the fire marshals as well. really what that the commission is for is for a level of criminal investigation and use. 90% of what we do is civil, and we have the authority via code to do those things. And when there is a crime, we are the witness. We investigate, and we then pull in our law enforcement partners to help us complete that process according to the criminal law that they are the experts in, and then subsequently refer to the prosecuting attorney for execution, which again is something that's not in our hands. It isn't in the hands of the attorney to make those decisions. So I tirelessly for almost 2 years negotiated back and forth with the sheriff's office to find out, understand why that happened, and some of the effects that it has on the ability to use certain portions of the job. For example, calling into Cresta and asking for a license plate number and the information that goes with it. You're not supposed to receive that information over the radio unless you are a commissioned law enforcement officer. Okay. So that's a problem when we're doing hot dogs in cars in the summertime, right? That affects our operation. So working with the undersheriff and anyway, I could probably talk for a really long time about this. I spend so many hours of my life trying to understand and deal with this. We have put things in place that help our officers in the back channels to get the information they need to do their job. And we have established much better connections and working relationships with tactical detective units in both the city and the county to help us with probable cause statements and search warrants and execution of those search warrants. And we've done a handful of them in the last couple of years, and it works, right? So it's not impeding our ability to do the job. I think that originally when officers were first hired, it was something that they felt strongly about. I think it is it's a feather and a cap. It gives you some, level of maybe authority or respect and all of that. But I think they've understood that they can do the job effectively, and they don't, it's not required. It's not a part. Would it be nice? Sure. But it's not going to happen. So I can tell you that it's not going to happen. Senate Bill 5051 that was passed 2.5 years ago affected any of the reserve. A lot of the reserve officers at Clark County eliminated the reserve officer program because of it. We don't have reserve officers, so therefore we don't have a reserve academy. Therefore, a limited commission is not even a possibility when you don't have a reserve academy. So what I don't want to happen is to be at odds with something that the advisory board recommends that we can't accomplish, mm-hmm. or that is no longer necessary, because they're just going to ask me, well, what about this? Well, I thought you told me this. And so that is my thought and feeling on that. And the reason for my comments is maybe that is not an appropriate recommendation, because it's not viable at this time. Those are my 2 cents.
I also want to add that in different jurisdictions, in different states, there are larger agencies than ours that operate the same way. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that's abnormal within the structure of the state.
Okay. We've tried really hard to support our employees and make sure that they know that they are just as important to go about it. And we have worked really hard to find them solutions so that they can do those portions of their job that they need to do.
So. Are there any other items that you wanted to review, or would you like more time to review them? Or?
I just have some comments on the senior portion. I think with the resources available in the county, it's great to be able to offer those services. We have a community society at some point in the future. We have some other groups we're working on too, to next thing like that. So I think that for our role within Spay and Neuter, it needs to be more of a granting process, I think, as opposed to let's build a clinic and do this. I think working with our community partners and that is going to be the best thing that we can do to support the community and overall. And I also think that if we are going to shoot towards the idea of supporting speed on a large scale, then maybe a 501c3 needs to be in place to support the department. I've worked in other agencies where we had a 501c3 component supporting the government agency in a public-private partnership.
And that's in. Or in the works, right?
Okay. So, and I think that would be the best bet, because then you can go after or direct funding and things like that. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. If we look at the specific text, where we had offer/support Spay and Neuter services, are you comfortable if we then just really move offer?
I would say just support community Spay and Neuter services.
And what about the TNR bullet points? Is that, do you think, is that also up?
In the same language, I think that's fine. Because as an agency, we are not set up to be able to do another TNR process mm-hmm. on a generally smaller website, to be honest.
Was it you that said it was in the parameters right now? Could you explain? Or was it for you?
Oh, that was me.
Can you explain so we understand?
So Lori, Carol, and I are in the process of forming a 501c3 that will be sort of a Friends of Clark County Animals. We are also identifying, lining up other folks to sort of slide into the board position if necessary. We're waiting for feedback from the county attorney to see if it is a conflict for us to be on that board for the nonprofit if we're just giving things to the county. We're not getting anything from them. So we're just waiting for that language, but we have other folks that are ready to slide into place and carry it on. So it'll just be to identify grant opportunities for animal control. It will be to perhaps conduct like rabies licensing clinics. So we can just, you know, again, boost the revenue. And so we're putting that mission together and figuring out all the things that we can possibly do. So,
sure. Thank
you. Any other comments or anything on the strategy? What would you like to discuss it at another time in the workshop? I was wondering if you wanted, we could also have a workshop to look at it all together in a longer way, or I'm not sure, yeah, how close this is to what you would like to see. Or if there's a lot more work, we can have a separate meeting together.
Or at least having another workshop.
Yeah, I would have one soon, and I would maybe even invite April, because I know she's so much almost an interest. So, for sure.
I have a question for Donna about,
it's on here,
about doing the tribunal
hearing. Yes.
I know that kind of got put on hold.
Yes.
Is that something that you're going to?
So that is on the radar to reintroduce that process and have the advisors want to participate. What we would have to do, because we are taking public testimony, is it has to be a public hearing, right? So in order to do that, what we would need to do is form a subcommittee of the advisory board that would be the tribunal. And that tribunal would need to hold a public hearing to take testimony to then decide whether to reduce or eliminate fines for folks who have admitted guilt, but want a reduction. And that would have to be advertised, staffed, and so my recommendation would be, I don't have staff overtime or budget to do this in the evening. I would recommend that it is done during working hours. So that's what we're.
How many people are needed for that? Is it three?
I would say three people would be adequate. And it can rotate if you want. I mean, that's up to you guys how you want to staff that tribunal. I don't care. But this is my thought because you're taking public testimony, you are subject to the Open Meeting Act, and you would have to comply with that. It would have to be advertised, and there would probably need to be on video, right? Recorded on video, and available, just like any other. There'd be notice, we'd have to give public notice, so far in advance.
Is this something that would take place every month?
Not necessarily. It would really depend on volume of appeals that we would get.
Okay.
I would say, at least quarterly, maybe more often.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation.
I was curious if you'd also make a recommendation on maybe making a protocol or a procedure for consideration of reduction.
Right. I think that to provide that standard operating procedure, a recommendation for the board would be, would look something along the lines of, if it's a first offense and they correct the problem, 50% reduction is.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because we've been looking for some standard protocol guidance on how to make sure we're making valid
Yes, well, I think that what we were doing is we were acting, we were making those decisions very similar to that, that the protocol, and the officer was here providing the report and the recommendation. We would do the report with a recommendation, and that recommendation factors in cooperation, severity, recidivism, all of those things. So,
which we appreciate. That would be
right. So I, you know, I felt comfortable with the way that those were handled at the time, but I understand and agree that it would be nice. Again, you know.
Okay, my question is, because I've been here during tribunal, does this help the department?
It does.
Okay.
How it helps the department when we get an appeal is if they are admitting the guilt and the tribunal can hear just for reduction in fees, I don't have to go take that to a hearings examiner,
okay,
which costs me way more money than I will ever intake,
yeah,
in the penalties that I collect.
Okay.
So that was the reason for it, was looking for ways to utilize the board and their passions and abilities, and to save the department with the expense.
Follow-up question. Since you and Jennifer are also on the board, but you have different capacities, are you allowed to be on that same committee? You want to attend, or are you attending already in your own capacity? So the question would just refer to.
So we're non-voting members, so correct. I think it's appropriate to be in that.
Okay, so that's what I'm thinking.
He's moving me.
Shining is good.
So it sounds like we're going to have to schedule something soon for a workshop. And to think, would we be able to, since you would be part of it, to meet somewhere in one of your offices? So and then, are there any preferences for your team? I'm guessing during the weekdays.
During the weekdays would be great. I can't speak for everybody, but a 5 o'clock that isn't very, like maybe an hour after at 5 o'clock would be probably okay for most of us. I'm on vacation maybe from 7 to 8, 17 of February.
And is it something that we would have that meeting here or down at the either office? Or does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. That problem. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Proposal. We are going to meet 6 times a year instead of 4. It might be possible for just us to meet an hour early and handle that on a Thursday, since we're already given a evening. Of course, day is planning. That might be something that might accommodate people easier. It's nice and friendly.
It is until March. So you need to do that.
But I'm saying that's a proposal.
That is totally. There's extra stuff that you think needs to be worked on or through. I think that's a great idea, because I would prefer that myself, to just meet a little bit earlier.
Or the first time might not work out exactly, but no. In the future, yeah. We're gonna bi-monthly meetings might not.
And again, I'm speaking for myself, who is kind of stepping away from 100% involvement here, so I really should consider Williams doing some work.
I'm pretty
okay.
Figure it out.
I can reach out to, I guess, people and you both maybe first to see when works in Jacqueline, maybe. Would you also attend? Or?
I don't think she needs to. I think
But yeah, I'll see when all of these three are available and then can share with the board and get things. Any other comments on any of the strategy?
I would just like to say, even though I'm a non-voting member, I would like to offer myself as a great resource.
Yeah.
I have not been involved in a lot of this, and for whatever reason, intent, not intentional, or, I would just say that Especially the stay and leaver subject, I could bring a lot of information to you guys about what those barriers really are in the community. Because it's multifactorial, right? There's multiple layers on why stay neutered is typical for our community. So let me know, like, if you guys ever want to chat. I also have some, I know that our county, that's, Thomas said, is wanting that's the next year, but I have some wonderful data and information on animal control staffing. By population and how it relates to Clark County Animal Control and how understaffed they are by the 20 officers. So if anyone would like that information, I can send that to you for potential, you know, information gathering to make a proposal for what it looks like. So
thank you.
Thanks.
And then when it just this year for the 2024 review or reports, is that anything that the department would be okay with us voting on to approve and send to April, or do you think you also have edits to the report? 2024.
No, I think except for the commissioning, that would be the only thing I would remember.
Oh, I think that was not on that.
That's in the
that's what's driving
by
Saturday. Oh, at least that's 2024 recap because it's been discussed.
Oh, yeah.
Past tense?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. Okay, so would anybody like to propose a motion to approve the 2024 recap so we can send it to April?
A second?
Any discussion?
I do have a suggestion. I'd like more explanation of the authority of the board to speak with the APC service providers. I think it's great that we communicate, because I think I was the one that proposed we send people to communicate with the board and the Humane Society or anybody else. But I don't recall, that's probably me, what that inquired. That what was that about? The middle under administration to promote the most efficient service possible. It's just what we were doing in terms of communication. What does that mean?
I did this recap having not attended based on everyone else's notes. So I can't answer that question.
What is the, where under?
Under administration is the fourth one. I interpret it as continuing.
Sorry. That one, I guess we will rework the strategy. We will rework at the workshop.
Okay.
But we can still answer the question. But I was looking at the other problem.
I was seeing that as a continuation of what we were trying to do. I mean, understanding that correctly, right? Well, we can talk about it if we're in
at the workshop.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure because it was clear that I remember.
But it's not on the recap. It's not a question on the recap.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, let's put a pin on that one then for the workshop.
Okay.
Any discussion on the 2024 recap? All in favor to move the submission of the 2024 recap to April, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against it? Any abstention? Okay. So the motion passed, we will send the 2024 recap to April. Carol, I know you worked on it. Would you like to send it?
I can. That's fine. What's next?
Oh, no. Never mind. The next topic is voting on moving Lori to dog owners. So I wanted to bring this one up because we know, Lori, you're not very comfortable with the title because it's a facility owner, even though you don't own a facility. And we do know that there's legal room in how that title works. At our workshop, I think that it seemed we all mostly, or I think everybody maybe agreed to move you to the dog owner role because that one seemed like the best category. And I know Donna told me we need to officially vote on that. I also took note last time at the workshop that people said it's best if we don't vote via email anymore. So I just thought I would bring this here to see if we wanted to move forward with that change. Just to note though, when we met, the dog owner role was already published as opened on the website. We did also get an applicant. So we would need to see, you know, if we do meet with Lori, do we move Lori first, or do we want to do the interviews first and then see how we want to move everybody and then try to move Lori to a role that is more adequate? I wanted to just bring that to
you. You know, I really don't care what my title is, honestly.
Okay.
I just want people to know that I have no knowledge of facilities, so that no one comes to me and says, hey, you're under false pretenses. That's my
I think that's the title is really that's it doesn't really encompass the total role.
I agree, because you were sharing that you were talking about previous people in the same position, you actually work as a neighbor. So I was very in favor of you moving. We didn't have any applicants though. That doesn't feel right to me, although I'm totally in favor of suggesting another alternative that we consider your suggestion.
A professional, animal professional. Mm-hmm.
That's what you did for decades, right?
Yeah.
So it could be at a facility owner or a professional, and or professional.
Yeah, you could smash it.
And then we don't have to actually be forthright with a new person.
Right. Yeah. I just don't remember how do we go about changing the title. I don't know. You know.
There is a little blurb in there that I think saves you for.
There is.
Yes, it is. There's an adjustment.
Yeah. And outward facing, when people see that list with the names and the titles, I think they just, that's where they stop, right? They're not going to like really read into the fact that, like, well, you don't really have to represent those categories because there's this other statement that kind of clears you of that. And I feel like it's really confusing.
Yeah, we did discuss it, and you're correct. The statement says try to adhere to these categories, but the easy, because you were professional, all we have to do is add facility owner or animal professional. Because it doesn't change the category. The intent of the county was to give a variety of people different categories of involvement in life. And it wouldn't be changing on, like, change it to someone who has chimpanzee.
Right.
So I think by adding a more definition of the same title, we could meet that. And I would be really supportive of that. Yeah.
And that's a code change. Like, that's a code change that we're talking about. So
no.
That would...
No, it's just the title on the page. It's in the code or in our bylaws already. The description, she fits on the main page. When you look at it, it says that role is facility owner. That's not an accurate description.
I also want to point out, if we're going to start looking at words, right?
Yes.
That says rep.